Ilhan Omar defiant at town hall, "We are not going to lie down." By Joshua Kaplan on July 19, 2019. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, on Thursday signaled to supporters during a town hall in Minnesota that she will continue to speak out against President Donald Trump after he challenged her and other freshman congresswomen to leave the U.S. "I know there are a lot of people that are trying to distract us now. But I want you all to know that we are not going to lie down," Omar told attendees of the previously scheduled event with Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE, on Medicare for All. Earlier Thursday, Omar received a rock star welcome at Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport. Roughly 24 hours after some attendees of President Trump's Greenville, North Carolina, rally broke out into center-back chants. In a tweet Friday, President Trump suggested the crowd of people cheering for the Minnesota Democrats was staged. "It is amazing how the fake news media became crazed over the chant center backed by a packed arena. A record crowd in the great state of North Carolina. But is totally calm and accepting of the most vile and disgusting statements made by the three radical left congresswomen," he wrote on Twitter. "Mainstream media, which has lost all credibility, has either officially or unofficially become a part of the radical left Democrat Party. It is a sick partnership, so pathetic to watch. They even covered a tiny staged crowd as they greeted foul-mouthed Omar in Minnesota." Omar and Jayapal held a roughly 90-minute discussion on Medicare for All, the single-payer healthcare proposal championed by 2020 White House hopeful Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT. "Keeping with the status quo on healthcare is wasteful. Keeping the status quo with healthcare is deadly for many Americans. Keeping with the status quo on healthcare is psychologically impacting many of us. Keeping with the status quo in healthcare can no longer be sustained by Americans," Omar told the crowd. Though the polls show that Americans are open to Medicare for All, approval for the proposal drops dramatically if it means taxes need to be raised or quality in care will fall. As Breitbart News reported, a majority of Americans would oppose the progressive plan if it were to eliminate private health insurance, 58%. Require most Americans to pay more in taxes, 60%. Harm Medicare, 60%. Lead to delays in medical tests and treatments, 70%.